compare that to what's going on in, on a day-to-day basis in Manhattan or Chicago or any other large cities, and you understand why we live out here. So still requires you to be vigilant, though. Still requires us to not be innocent bystanders. If you see something that's unusual, have somebody check it out, because too often it turns out that it has to be something that we didn't want to have happen in the first place. And the more vigilant we are, the more protected we will be of ourselves, for ourselves. Speaking of, well, in that particular case, we talked about drug paraphernalia. We need you to do this. On April 29th, we need you to get rid of unwanted medicine. You should do this any time, by the way. But especially, there's been a point of emphasis on April 29th, to get rid of unwanted medicine in Hunterdon County. It's spring clean your medicine cabinet. So we had cleaning for a reason today. Here's a cleaning for a reason. Clean your medicine cabinet. Get unwanted, expired drugs, prescription drugs, out of your house. If you have teenagers or even preteens or even 20-somethings in your house and you have expired drugs that you're not using and not paying attention to, you need to get them out of your house. Grandparents, aunts, uncles, if you have teenagers, preteens coming to visit, you need to lock up your cabinets, your prescription drugs. You need to get rid of your expired medicine. Kids are using this as a gateway drug. They are putting them in a bowl and having parties with them. You need to get them out of there. They're not going to take the full bottle. They're smarter than that. They're going to take one or two pills from each one. You're not even going to pay attention to it. You're going to sit there and say, I must have miscounted, or I had no idea what was in there, or the pharmacy didn't give me enough. You need to get them out of there, because this is the way drugs are being consumed today. They're using prescription drugs, and they're for sale on the street. So get them out of there. So drop-off unwanted medicine is being held from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on April 29th. There'll be drop-off boxes at the following locations: at Hunterdon County Justice Center, 65 Park Avenue, Reddington Township Police Department, 507 Route 523 in White House, Highland Township Police Department, 61 Church Road, Milford, High Bridge Police Department, 99 West Main Street, Clinton Township Police Department, 1370 Route 31 North, Annandale section of the township. Accepted are prescription medications, over-the-counter medications, PET medications, pills, patches, inhalers, and similar objects will be accepted. Liquids, medical waste, and syringes will not be accepted. Remove all personal information from the bottles that are being dropped off. We want the privacy, your privacy, to be maintained. Those seeking to dispose of needles safely can call their pharmacist to purchase a safe needle disposal box. So there you go. Please do that. That's important. And do it any time. It's very important to get that out of there, so while your mind is on it, because if you're not paying attention, that's unfortunately when kids are going to take advantage of it, and we need to protect them. And last but not least, a hearing today, actually it was on Tuesday, in White House Station Affordable Housing Plan. This has become a big to-do in my area. There was a fourth chance for the public to comment on a proposed affordable housing complex, and it happened on Tuesday. After three public hearings last week, the Planning Board is holding a fourth hearing on Tuesday at 7 p.m. and will hold a township municipal building, a township official confirmed. Hearings for plan a build a 72 rental units of affordable housing on 7 acres of undeveloped land, known as the Nelson Street Redevelopment Area District, began on Monday before continuing on Tuesday and Wednesday to accommodate all those who turned out to speak. The units will be built on an area just under 3 acres in size, it was previously reported. The first hearing drew some 200 people. The Township Committee on March 20th passed an ordinance allowing redevelopment plan to move forward after hearing from residents who opposed the plan. The project will be built by Ingerman, a New Jersey-based developer, and includes 14 one-bedroom apartments, 42 bedroom apartments, 18 three bedroom apartments. The developer is also constructing an 84 unit affordable housing complex known as the Willows at Flemington Junction in Raritan Township. So that's going on. I know some people are upset about it. Get all the facts, folks. I'm not for it. I'm not for against it. I just want you to be informed and so that everybody can make the right decision. Well, it's time for me to get on out of here. It's been my pleasure to be with you as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I want to thank Joe Peters for his inaugural call-in to talk about real estate in Hunterdon County. Vincent Arlino says, never say I should have. Be vigilant about crime in our area. And get expired medicine out of your medicine cabinets. Please do it. You don't want to say, I never say I should have. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Good Morning Hunterdon. Stay tuned for all the great programming on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The veterans have poured out their sweat and blood and tears for this country for so long, and it's time that they're recognized, and it's time that we now take care of them properly.
President Trump, as he put his signature on a new veterans health care bill, the legislation extends a program that gives veterans access to private sector health care.
This new law is a good start, but there is still much work to do.
The law crafted to respond to the crisis at the VA involving overcrowding and long wait times. The company that owns Holiday Inn, Crown Plaza, and several other major hotels say people who stayed at its hotels last fall through the end of the year need to check their credit card bills for suspicious transactions. Intercontinental Hotels Group says a malware attack stole hotels last fall through the end of the year need to check their credit card bills for suspicious transactions. Intercontinental Hotels Group says a malware attack stole consumer information at check-in. This is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, for a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, it's $1 million of coverage at $75 per month, level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Term Busters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 866-713-5330. That's 866-713-5330. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Term Busters at 866-713-5330. That's 866-713-5330. Remember, 866-713-5330. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes for preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Missile launch. Mark Mayfield has that part of the story.
The statement would also tell North Korea to stop conducting nuclear tests. Diplomats say the proposed measure had the support of the other 14 council members, including China, North Korea's closest ally.
And still more on North Korea, as Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the U.S. is looking at ways to re-engage with that nation.
But re-engage with us on a different footing than the past talks have been held. So, yes, we are evaluating all of those options.
USA Radio News.
It's here, the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 14th Annual April Sale. With 5 days of once-in-a-lifetime prices on top-quality North American and European laminate from 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.19. Bamboo from $1.39. Get wood-look waterproof floors from 59 cents. Limited-time deals on small lots from 29 cents and more. Plus, special financing. Don't miss it. New deals added daily. Get to the April Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't have a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
I really, really like the work in Congress. I really do, but I love my family more.
That's well-known House Republican Jason Chaffetz of Utah on why he's not running for re-election next year.
People may try to make it more than that, but it's really that simple.
The powerful chairman of the House Oversight Committee is saying he'll look to find a better balance in his life, and he says he's not closing the door on someday returning to politics.
I very well may come back into politics at some point. I'm not going to close the door on that.
The question many have is, will Bill O'Reilly come back to TV? O'Reilly saying he's getting fired from Fox News, quote, due to completely unfounded claims. O'Reilly issuing a statement yesterday after 21st Century Fox announced it was cutting ties because of a fallout from sexual harassment allegations. O'Reilly says he's extremely proud of the O'Reilly Factor, calling it one of the most successful news programs in history. We're powered by WesternJournalism.com, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's here, the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 14th Annual April Sale. With 5 days of once-in-a-lifetime prices on top-quality North American and European laminate from 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.19. Bamboo from $1.39. Get wood-look waterproof floors from 59 cents. Limited-time deals on small lots from 29 cents and more. Plus, special financing. Don't miss it. New deals added daily. Get to the April Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
President Trump's nearing his 100 days in office mark, and his spokesman Sean Spicer says Trump is very pleased with what's been accomplished so far. At yesterday's daily briefing, Spicer said the new administration's accomplishments are significant. Earlier in the week, Trump himself said no administration's accomplished as much as his has in its first 90 days. Legal marijuana advocates are expected to gather at rallies across the nation today because it is April 20th or 420. In Washington, D.C., protesters will reportedly be giving out free joints to members of Congress. Almost 4 in 10 Americans reportedly live in areas with unhealthy levels of air pollution. Lisa Carter has details.
The American Lung Association's latest State of the Air report finds between 2013 and 2015, 125 million Americans lived in counties where ozone or particulate pollution put them at risk of serious health problems or even death. This from such things as lung cancer, heart damage, or asthma. Bakersfield, California topped the list for worst particulate pollution, while Los Angeles had the most ozone pollution. California accounted for more than half the cities on the list, but other cities noted for their air pollution include New York, Pittsburgh, Las Vegas, and Phoenix. Burlington, Vermont, listed as the cleanest U.S. city.
Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Mm-hmm.
time's 8:08. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. Flemington right now, it's 50 degrees, overcast skies, 40% chance of precipitation. See a little rain coming in, beginning around 8:45 this morning. Today is April 20th, 2017. Cloudy, numerous showers this morning. Warmer with highs in the upper 60s. Light and variable winds becoming northeast around 5 miles an hour this afternoon. Chance of rain is 70%. For tonight, cloudy, a chance of showers in the evening. Then showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall after midnight. Lows in the mid-50s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy in the morning tomorrow, then becoming partly sunny. Showers likely in the morning. Patchy fog in the morning. Highs in the lower 70s. South winds 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%. Saturday partly sunny. Cooler with highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy and rain likely on Sunday. Highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 60s. On Tuesday, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 60s. Temperatures in our area. It's 50 in Reddington, 50 in Raritan, 51 in Quakertown, 50 in East Amwell, 52 in Lambertville, 50 over in Phillipsburg, 51 in Highbridge. Good morning, Hunterdon. It's Hunt Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days. With Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The veterans have poured out their sweat and blood and tears for this country for so long, and it's time that they're recognized, and it's time that we now take care of them properly.
President Trump, as he put his signature on a new veterans health care bill, the legislation extends a program that gives veterans access to private sector health care.
This new law is a good start, but there is still much work to do.
The law crafted to respond to the crisis at the VA involving overcrowding and long wait times. The company that owns Holiday Inn, Crown Plaza, and several other major hotels say people who stayed at its hotels last fall through the end of the year need to check their credit card bills for suspicious transactions. Intercontinental Hotels Group says a malware attack stole consumer information at check-in. This is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, for a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, it's $1 million of coverage at $75 per month, level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well.
At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 866-713-5330. That's 866-713-5330. You're probably paying more than you should. Call TermBusters at 866-713-5330. That's 866-713-5330.
Missile launch. Mark Mayfield has that part of the story.
The statement would also tell North Korea to stop conducting nuclear tests. Diplomats say the proposed measure had the support of the other 14 council members, including China.
And they'll send you alerts via email, which you can pick up on your smartphone. Another way is you can follow them on Twitter. And they give you all the ins and outs, highways and byways in and out of Hunterdon County. So looking right now, we got a couple of different things going on. A lot earlier this morning, though. Let's go through them real quick. On 31 in Church Street, northbound, there was a motor vehicle accident, but I'm sure that's been taken care of. There was also an accident on Route 202 in Summer Road in Reddington at 617 this morning. Motor vehicle accident in Perryville on Exit 12, delays back to just east of Exit 7. That came out at 624 this morning. So all those probably are taken care of. Slow-moving traffic approaching Exit 29, Bedminster. Delays back to just east of Exit 20. That came out at 7:31 this morning. So most of those should be taken care of, but it just gives you some insight into the fact that with the weather the way it is right now, you need to be careful out there. Drive a little safe, sound, and smart. That's Good Morning Hunterdon and Hunterdon Chamber Radio Traffic. So what's on HuntingChamber.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. No Michelle Heidi today. She's got some other things to attend to, so I'll be doing the market update at 8:30. And then a new segment we're introducing at 8:40. I've been looking forward to having somebody help me with this for as long as I've been doing the show. And I'm happy to report that Joe Peters has stepped in to help out. Joe Peters of Weikert Realtor is going to, every Thursday, give us a little insight into the real estate market, and not just houses for sale and commercial buildings or opportunities for sale, but to give you some insight into the market, what the perspective is, how things are going, some tips, perhaps, to help you, either as a buyer or a seller. So we'll be chatting with Joe every Thursday from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. So I add one more piece to the weekly show that I do, the eclectic mix of guests, standard guests that I have on. So we'll talk with Joe at 8:40 to 9 o'clock. Looking forward to that, and I want to thank Joe a lot for that. It took a while to find a realtor that wanted to do it, and Joe has been instrumental in being part of Hunterdon Chamber Radio for a good year or so now. In fact, Joe had his show yesterday, 2 days ago, with Paul Muir, mayor of Bethlehem Township. So that's out there. You can check that out as well. At 11 o'clock, it's the library show. Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry, also known as JT and the Bookworm, they come on and talk all about the insights, the information, the books, the services, the concerts, the activities, the clubs, the events, all going on at the library. Very entertaining show. Joe and Jim and Jennifer constantly bring information in, some lighthearted, do a little trivia games, give some book reviews. And so Jim and Jennifer bring all that to you from 11 to 12. At 12 to 1, it's Jim Gonneau. Right after you hear Backman Turner Overdrive, you'll hear Jim Gonneau give you an hour's worth of information about taking care of business. Jim uses his expertise, his 7 years of experience at Crown Trophy, to help you understand how to take care of your business. So whether he's specifically going to give you information about taking care of your customers, getting to know your customers today or not, I am sure many of the tips that Jim is going to give you today have some bearing on that, directly or indirectly. So listen to Jim, get your best insights. I know Jim did a great job at Leeds Central yesterday. So you can learn all about that, perhaps. And Jim and Crown Trophy got a great award from 100 and Happenings. Best Value for Your Buck Award. So he's on cloud nine right now. And he's been doing a great job since he's ever started the business over there. So Jim gives all that advice. And if you're missing it, well, it's free. People pay a lot of money for those types of webinars and stuff. And you don't get nearly the same amount of advice that that Jim gives you there from noon to one. So listen to that. Spotlight on Hunterdon will be in a rewind today. But that's usually our events about going on at the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Teachable Moments in Business. Vicki Lynn Morgan comes in and gives you more business advice about how to take care of your business and getting to know your customers. So listen to Vicki Lynn from 3 to 4. And she uses all her experiences as a consultant, a business consultant, and a leadership coach. That's the entire Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce lineup. It is all there on the HunterdonChamberRadio.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunterdon Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HunterdonChamberRadio.com. We're going to be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Thank you. get to know you.
Yes, I would.
So this is Spanky and the Gang helping me with BrownieLocks.com celebration observances for the week and the day. Finishing up International Wildlife Week, finishes up on the 22nd. National Park Week on the 23rd. Coin Week, one of our big sponsors, Rob Coins, right here on Main Street. Go and visit them. Learn about coin collecting and all the different unique coin options. National Karaoke Week finishes up on the 22nd. National Pet ID Week. If you have a dog or cat that's outside, it's in your best interest to get a chip so that they can be found and scanned, and they'll give you a call. Hear all those great stories about dogs and cats that have been lost and found in states far, far away. National Paperboard Packaging Week. Animal Cruelty Human Violence Awareness Week. It's National Occupational Health Nursing Week. Safe Kids Week. Cleaning for a Reason Week. Can't think of any other reason why I would want to clean except for a reason. Consumer Awareness Week. Police Officers Who Gave Their Lives in the Line of Duty Week. It's Fiddler's Frolic today. Tomorrow it's Global Youth Service Days. Got a great story for Vitamin C today about our youth and what they're doing. On the 22nd, it's Just Pray. No, Worldwide Weekend of Prayer and Fasting. And Infant Immunization Week starts on the 22nd as well, along with Money Smart Week. And for today, it's Chinese Language Day. It is International Cli-Fi Day, National Cheddar Fries Day, National Pot Smokers Day, it's High Five Day, National Ask An Atheist Day, National Dare Day, and it's Get to Know Your Customers Day. Those are BrownieLocks.com celebration observances for the week and the day. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, written by Craig Turpin of NJ Advanced Media for NJ.com on the 19th. He says the title of the story is Central Jersey Students Help Create Libraries in Africa. So a group of 7th grade students at Reddington Middle School are helping create two libraries as separate schools in Ghana, Africa, by collecting over 2,800 books and collecting $800 in donations, which will be used to ship those books. The libraries will be started under the umbrella of the African Library Project. Students participating in the project in various ways, from bringing in their old books to sorting and packing the books, according to a news release. In addition, they created collection containers, designed flyers, wrote announcements, even wrote tweets for the school's social media account. The African Library Project has mobilized volunteers from across the United States to start 1,825 libraries in 11 countries over the past decade. A volunteer-based organization headquartered in Berkeley, California, it helps Americans work with African partners to create libraries in communities with little or no access to books. Quote, "We couldn't do it without the dedication and creativity of book drive organizers," said Chris Bradshaw, who's the founder of the African Library Project. The African Library Project matches schools and organizations in the United States with African communities to create libraries. Children and families in the United States donate their books and share the gift of reading with children in Africa. Books are collected in the United States through book drives and shipped by volunteers directly to the communities requesting them. How about that? How about that? Getting kids involved, having kids understand from an international perspective, an international presence, helping a third world country, giving some light to the kids to know and not take for granted how their lives are so much more enhanced than those, some of those in Africa. Pretty cool stuff. I'm sure that's a very valuable lesson there. Vitamin C for today. It's time for our celebrity birthdays. Let's see who's got a birthday today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh. Actor in The Great Wall, Lou Han, is 27. From Spider-Man, Alex Black is 28. The Flash, Carlos Valdez, is 28. From Dear White People, John Patrick Amendori is 30. None of that. Sarah Nicklin is 31. Actress in Telenovela, Jaden Douglas, is 32. Bridge of Spies, Billy Magnuson, is 32. The model, a model in Victoria's Secret fashion show, Miranda Kerr, is 34. From 7 Seconds, Georgina Relents is 38. Supernatural Ruth Connell is 38. Bird of Flames, Krista Bell, 39. Dawn of the Dead, Matt Sadowski is 39. A Walk to Remember, Clayne Crawford is 39. Song, singer and songwriter, Joseph Lawrence is 41. Gangster Squad, Scott Breiner is 44. From Scary Movie, Carmen Electra is 45. Days of Our Lives, Brody Hutzler is 46. From Criminal Minds, Shermer Moore is 47. Actor in Hitch, David Wick is 49. General Hospital's William DeVry is 49. Give Me a Break, actress Lara Jill Miller is 50. From Melrose Place, Andrew Hsu is 50. Back to the Future, Crispin Glover is 53. From actor in Lord of the Rings movies, Andy Serkis is 53. Mike Panuski is 56. From Spaceballs, Miami Marlins manager, Don Mattingly, 56. The Karate Kid Part 2, Yuji Okamoto is 58. Apollo 13 actor Clint Howard is 58. Film director in Serendipity, Peter Chelsom, is 61. Luis Jameson is 66 from Unnatural Selection. That was Lois Jameson. Actress in Alien, Veronica Cartwright, is 68. Actress in Big Fish, Jessica Lange, is 68. From Mission Impossible 3, Jane Daly is 69. Grand Funk and Silver Bullet Band keyboardist Craig Frost is 69. Law-abiding citizen Gregory Itzen is 69. Night of the Living Dead, Michael Brandon is 72. Peyton Place, Ryan O'Neill is 76. Singer in Poetry in Motion, Johnny Tillotson is 78. Star Trek, George Takei is 80 today. The Rat Patrol, Gary Raymond is 82. Singer of No Chemise Please, that would be Jerry Granahan. And the singer, he's 85. Singer and actress in Marcus Welby, M.D. Elena Verdugo is 91. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Empire of the Sun, Leslie Phillips is 93 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. Well, it's time for me to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a few minutes.
dreaming and put on his shoes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I've spent more than 1,500 nights away from my family, and you know what? I happen to love my wife and adore our kids.
And that's why the powerful Republican chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Jason Chaffetz, says he's not going to run for re-election next year.
People may try to make it more than that, but it's really that simple.
The Utah congressman who was first elected in 2008 and presided over the congressional investigation of Hillary Clinton's email scandal says he won't rule out coming back to politics someday in the future.
We have technical problems tonight, so we can't show you our usual open, but we have an excellent program.
Now facing more than technical problems, Bill O'Reilly's done at Fox News. The host of the O'Reilly Factor saying goodbye to the network yesterday after the parent company said it was cutting ties with him because of fallout from sexual harassment allegations against him. This is USA Radio News.
Guys, all day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
Wow, how do you follow that? Well, it's the Money Report investment update, and we usually have Michelle Heide help me with it, but she's off today, so we'll do it via CNNmoney.com. So here's the market reaction yesterday. The Dow was down 118 points. The NASDAQ was up 13. The S&P down 4. Biggest movers yesterday individually was Lam Research Corp up 6.8, Intuitive Surgical up 6.3, WestRock Company up 4.4, AutoNation up 4.2, and KLA Tencor Corp up 3. Biggest losers, IBM 4.9, Marathon Oil down 4.3, Newfield Exploration down 3.4, Transocean down 3.1, and Devon Energy down 3. Four out of five of those were oil involved. Over the last 3 months, I reported this yesterday, the sectors that are doing great are electronic technology, consumer non-durables, consumer durables, technology services. They're all above 6%. In fact, electronic technology up 9% over the almost 9.5% in the last 3 months. Even utilities are up 5.3% over the last 3 months, which is interesting because that's more of a defensive play. The only two sectors that are struggling are communications down 1.2 and energy minerals down 8.8. Transportation is flat at 0.01. Finance is at 1%. So it's a little tumultuous. You can see that some sectors are not doing as well as others. Commodities, oil is up yesterday 0.7 tenths to 51.21. Gas is up almost 0.5% at $3.20. Gold went down slightly, about 0.20%, $1,281 for a ounce of gold. Silver up slightly, $18.17. What's happening in the markets? Well, let's see. Oil trouble. See, we just said that the four of the five losers were oil involved. Investors have been spooked by data the U.S. Energy Information Administration released yesterday that showed crude oil production in the country is at the highest level since June of 2015. The unexpected jump in supply suggests that major producers may have a tough time vanquishing the glut of oil in global markets that has prevented prices from rising. U.S. crude futures fell more than 4%, or $2 per barrel, to just above $50 on Wednesday. OPEC and other major producers have cut production in order to support prices, and they are talking about extending the cuts further. OPEC representatives met Thursday at the conference in Abu Dhabi. Increased U.S. crude production could hamper that effort. Oil gains some of the losses back on Thursday, trading just below $51 a barrel. Verizon is set to release its results before the opening bell on Thursday. Investors will be looking for confirmation of its Yahoo takeover timetable, despite two massive security breaches that threatened the deal. Yahoo said that its takeover by Verizon will be completed in June. Yahoo and AOL are expected to form a new company under Verizon called Oath, which will be this summer. The Dow slipped more than 110 points yesterday. We talked about that. The S&P 0.2 lower. NASDAQ gained 0.2. European markets opened mostly higher on Thursday, while markets in Asia ended the session mixed. Qualcomm shares were higher pre-market after company earnings released Wednesday, topped expectations. American Express were also moving higher before the bell after the firm posted better-than-expected quarterly results. Shares of eBay were 2% lower pre-market after the company issued disappointing revenue forecast. Philip Morris International and IMAX are set to release earnings before the open on Thursday, while Visa and Mattel will publish earnings after the close. Coming this week, Mattel, we talked about their earnings report, and tomorrow, U.S. release of Samsung's Galaxy S8. The S8 will be in stores tomorrow. So, pre-market, what's happening? A lot of forecasting already there. So the Dow is up 34 points pre-market, the NASDAQ up 20, and the S&P up 5. Biggest movers, pre-market, Apache is up 3.7, American Express up 2.5, Chesapeake Energy up 1.4, Western Digital up 1.4, and Wells Fargo up 1.4. Biggest losers, pre-market, United Continental, surprise, surprise, 1.2, Under Armour down 1, Microchip Technology down 0.96, D.R. Horton down 0.71, and PayPal Holdings down 0.62. There you go. That's the market update. Michelle Heide will help me back tomorrow. Stay tuned. We're going to take another break and get Joe Peters on the phone. Talk with him a little bit about what's going on in real estate. Hang on. You'll listen to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingtonBarrera.com.
I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. All right, it's time for a new segment. We have Joe Peters, who's joining me for a few minutes. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Hey, Chris. Great. Yourself?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you doing? So we're going to have this every week, and
right.
I'm so grateful that you're doing this. I've been looking for somebody from the real estate perspective to do this with me for as long as I've been doing the show. And we had a great chat last Thursday, where you were giving great insight into the enigma of trying to figure out the millennials and the seniors and the real estate market. And so I feel it would be a great idea for you to constantly on a weekly basis remind people a little bit about, you know, one thought or two thoughts about what the world is like in the real estate market and the challenges that Hunterdon County faces to
that's interesting. Because what I chose, I think, is Hunterdon County's challenge on one end,
right,
and that is that we hold the highest age level for children living at home in New Jersey.
Wow.
And those are usually pretty good first-time buyers, but they go out the door thinking, I'm going to go rent.
Right.
And what I wanted to talk about this morning was buy versus rent, because first of all, we've probably got about a 2% vacancy rate, which is the lowest it's ever been. And the reason is a lot of these people, either on their own or because their parents are nudging them out, are out trying to start a household of their own. And that's good. It stems the economy, gives them the freedom, gives their parents the house back. But they run out looking to rent, and they find that, wow, an average rental for just a one-bedroom apartment is about $1,300 in Central Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the same in Somerset or Hunterdon, but, you know, the closer you go to New York, everything goes up price-wise. What I look at with them is their ability to buy the same size place at a lesser price. In a lot of instances, they can get more for the money they pay in rent than what they can rent it for.
Wow.
The only thing they need is like three elements. They need a job. They need some credit. They need a little bit of cash.
Mm-hmm.
And even on the cash side, we can probably blend that into the mortgage. But most people prefer to do it up front.
Right.
The way either rentals or mortgages work is they gross themselves out on about 30% of your gross. That's what you can afford. If you're going to go get a mortgage or if you're going to go get a rental, 30% of your mortgage 30% of your gross is what you can afford. So a $1,300 rental is 30% of your gross salary if you're earning $52,000 on a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably a little higher than where the average first-time buyer is coming in at.
Right.
And a lot of times they're getting together with a significant other, or sometimes even just another guy, two people buying a place.
Mm-hmm.
Or renting, definitely two people. That's why our two bedrooms rent a lot quicker than our one bedrooms, because for the two bedrooms, it's only about $1,600, and they can each come up with eight. But
right.
One to come up with 13 is a little tough. So what are the advantages of owning versus buying? There's a heck of a lot. First of all, you start to build some equity.
Yep.
And by that, I mean, for every year you own that, and that property, your investment is going to increase by about 3 or 4%. And it's not just, it's the American dream. It's not just the few percent you put down up front to get in.
Right.
The entire property appreciates 3%. So let's say you put 3% down and you got a conventional, or 3.5%, and you got an FHA, which is, conventional is a bank mortgage, and FHA is a government mortgage, a little higher risk. And you bought a $200,000, just to use round numbers. So 3% down on a $200,000 is $6,000 investment. You put that into the house, and it's probably going to cost you another 3% to close. We figure about 6% on the average is the lowest you can get. And once again, you could take some of those costs and blend it into your mortgage. Then your whole $200,000 starts to grow. So you've put $6,000 out to get into a $200,000 unit,
mm-hmm.
but the $200,000 grows by 3% on average, maybe 4 or 5 in a good year, and you've got your money back the first year.
Yep.
And it's the American dream. It's leverage. It's getting more back than you put out. You're putting out 6%, you're getting back 3 or 4% a year. And over the course of 5 years, you've probably got 25% equity built up in the place. And that's where a lot of people will go and do their second time, or their trade-up, as we call it in the business.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get into a small house. They'll use the equity to buy a bigger place. A lot of times it's time to get married, or, you know, the relationship has worked out and the wedding bells are on the future. I do a lot of work. Probably 50% of our buyers in Hunterdon County and Somerset our first-time buyers at this point in time. So I think one of the tremendous opportunities, and it's not easy to find, because I was saying just in a talk the other day, a month ago I was saying we're short on inventory. I'm saying it's not a problem anymore. We don't have any inventory at this point.
That's a problem for you, but it's not a problem for...
Yeah, well, it's a problem when somebody's looking, because
right.
we really have to do what I call lurk. We have to decide. Just talked to a young lady yesterday. She wants to get a 175 to a 2.25 single bedroom, maybe two bedroom condo.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, let's go look. Let's find the developments in a format that you'd like. And then we may not find a unit you'd like, but we can start looking each morning at those developments and that price point, and as they come on, we can run over and take a look at it that night. That's
right.
How you're going to find inventory today. You really need an agent to help you out.
Sure.
People look at Zillow. I advertise on Zillow. It's a great medium, but it's not an accurate medium. Zillow gives you numbers like there's estimates. They've never been in the state of New Jersey. I'm not sure how they can give you what the price should cost, even
right.
as a buyer or a seller. But your agent can do that a lot more scientifically for you. Zillow, it's not out of the ballpark, but it's really miscued, because they're just taking the difference between the total taxed amount and the total sales in the last year in that zip code and saying that's probably about what you're going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very accurate.
Right.
So you come in, you start to build equity, you probably have lower payments than renting,
mm-hmm.
and you're suiting yourself. You're living where you want to live.
Yep.
Not where somebody else wants you to live. Right now, I just did a search for that same woman this morning, and we found 4 places in 3 towns to look at. Not a lot to choose from, but it's a start, and rentals we probably find even less. The other thing is you're in control. When you're renting and then the landlord wants the place back because he's decided to sell it, or grandma needs a place to live, you're
right.
out of control at the end of your lease. You've got to get out.
Yep.
You get a great big tax deduction, at the end of the year, which means you could go to your payroll department each month and take less taxes out to make the payments.
Yep.
And why give the government money to hold and give you back at the end of the year at no interest when the reverse happens, they charge you astronomical interest.
Sure.
You get stability, you build up your credit, you're part of the community. Make it stop within 25, 30 years, depending on the length of your mortgage.